opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Time with Toto with your host, James Toto.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome to Time with Toto. I am your host, James Toto, on this 27th of March, 2021. We got a heck of a show going forward for you guys. Stay tuned right here because we have a lot of information coming up for veterans and stuff that is going on here, not only in Atlantic County, but the state of New Jersey and also nationally. If you get a chance, check me out on Facebook or here on WPG's website. You can go to some of the podcasts that we have there. If you just go to the WPG app and go to podcasts, if you scroll down, you'll see Time with Toto. Go on there. You can listen to some of the old shows that we've done already. If there's information that you want, you can find it there in the podcast, or you can go on Time with Toto on Facebook and on YouTube and see some of the shows that I'm doing on there. There's a lot of different information that's going on out there, whether it is the veterans or if it's dealing with state issues here, say like with medical marijuana or budget stuff that's going on here in the state of New Jersey or even here in Atlantic County. Or we also talk about international things that are going on. So please tune in. I consider this our time together. And if we can come together with comments and solutions, because that leads to resolution of ideas and we can move it forward and get things done. We're going to take a quick break here with Time with Toto.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Free health care, hundreds to more than $1,000 per month in disability compensation, and tens of thousands for college tuition. Choose VA and see why Veterans Trust in VA reached an all-time high. Claim the benefits you've earned at choose.va.gov.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And good morning, Atlantic County. And we are lucky to have with us today Jackie Hinker and Pat Carney. They are both our VA representatives here in South Jersey. And we are extremely lucky to have them not only representing us with the VA, but also on with us this morning on the radio. So good morning, Jackie, and good morning, Patrick. How are you guys doing today?
Morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having us, man.
Thank you. So what's going on with the veterans down here in South Jersey? Is there anything new in news breaking coming up?
Well, that's a loaded question. I'm just going to say that right there. There's a lot going on for the veterans of Southern New Jersey. Just for those of you who don't know who we are your Southern New Jersey outreach team. My duty station is in Cape May County at the new clinic in Rio Grande. And Patrick is right up there with you all in Atlantic County at Northfield. But really, in the grand scheme of things, we cover all of Southern New Jersey for enrollment, eligibility, answering questions, education on VA services and programs. But I think, you know, we'll let Pat get started on what the most important thing on everybody's mind is at the present moment, given the pandemic, is what's been going on with COVID vaccines. So if you want to take that, Pat.
Sure, absolutely. Well, historically, I mean, with Wilmington specifically, before today, well, not really today. I don't want to say today because it's going to take some time for the new act that was just signed to go into effect. But we started at 75 years old and up with vaccines for anyone who was enrolled in VA healthcare. Then it went to 65 to 55. And then by the time we got to 55, there were so many people that needed that still needed the vaccine. The powers that be in Wilmington decided, you know what, let's open it up to everybody. So for the past 2 weeks, we've been at anyone 18 years old or older who was enrolled with VA healthcare, utilizing VA healthcare, could get their vaccines. Well, now today, the president signed into signed the Save Lives Act. This act will allow all veterans to get vaccinated through VA and their family members. Rollout is still being planned and assessed by VA central office, but at this specific time, we're still only taking veterans who are enrolled with VA healthcare. So it's going to take, I don't want to say even give a time frame, to be honest. It's going to take a little time to get everything going, but new law is going to really offer us a way to provide COVID-19 vaccines to more veterans and some spouses and caregivers of veterans.
Now, is there a website?
I want to bounce off that, Pat, as soon as you're done, because I think it's important that we reiterate and clear some confusion, because this is going to, you know, hit the airwaves, and we need people to know not to come to the clinics. You know, there are areas to call, people to talk to, websites to look at, just to make sure you understand the eligibility criteria too for spouses and family, because it's critically important that sometimes the caregiver is the son or the daughter. So knowing the parameters before you enter a building, it's not uncommon with the signing of this. We've already had veterans that are entering facilities saying, hey, I want to get it for myself and my wife. We are at the mercy of the supply chain. So while this is a brilliant idea, we don't have much more to say other than we're following our original procedures, because we have to get procedures in place. And obviously, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, like Pat said. So we just want to clear for anyone who's listening, this isn't, you know, go over to your clinic and you're going to get it that day. We have to have the vaccinations to be able to do this, and we don't have the process in place at the moment. That is all being worked on, definitely at a way higher level than Patrick Carney and Jackie Hinker.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's a very good point, Jackie.
And what is the website, actually, to, while we're on that subject of getting information, what is the website to go on to?
You can go to www.wilmington.va.gov, and it gets a little long, /services/COVID-19-vaccines.asp. And I'll make sure I share that with you, James, and you can put it out to any of your listeners who may need it. If they would like a little bit easier, Wilmington does have a COVID vaccine phone number or a hotline to get the most up-to-date information for everyone. They can call 302-633-5200. That's that'll get you directly to somebody who is the most up-to-date at Wilmington VA Medical Center on everything going on with the COVID vaccines.
Okay, awesome. And what was that at? The email address again? It's or website address?
It was wilmington.va.gov /services/COVID-19-vaccines.asp.
Great. Awesome. Thank you for repeating that. I know it's quite long. This way it'll give people a chance to write it down at least.
So as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines that VA had been giving, and VA has done a phenomenal job, if I do say so myself, and who cares if I say so myself, but they have done a phenomenal job getting vaccines to eligible veterans and eligible caregivers that are in the comprehensive caregiver program. And while it has been happening, it has driven veterans to enroll for VA healthcare for the first time because they were interested in getting the vaccine. This is where Pat and I, our job as outreach, gets very, very important, because some of these veterans are entering for the first time, don't know if they're even eligible for VA healthcare, don't know the eligibility parameters, and until this time had never given it a second thought or an attempt. So eligibility criteria can be extremely wonky. So our general rule of thumb is, instead of us explaining all of the eligibility criteria to you now, this can be done at one of the clinics or by calling our outreach team. We say come in and fill out the enrollment application. Bring a copy of your DD-214. We send it to eligibility and see if you're eligible for care. Different branches of service have different metal structures, different names for different metals, different areas in which you may have served that have different eligibility criteria because of something that may have happened or some kind of exposure at that place, like Camp Lejeune. If you were a Marine in a certain time parameter and you were drinking that water and you were at Camp Lejeune, that's definitely something that you would want to enroll for VA and talk to a veteran service officer. But all of these things, eligibility pinpoints that criteria. Recently found out, you know, what the different metals are, and some equal the equivalent of something else. And having said that, we're not the eligibility experts, but we know who are. So you get that form and you fill it out, you send it in. It's really highly beneficial. It could be the connection to VA healthcare, or maybe you're not eligible, but let us find that out. It's always good to throw it on the wall and see if it sticks. Right, Pat?
No, you're absolutely right, Jax. And as you were saying, we're not the experts. Yes, we do this every day. We do enrollment every day. And there are so many little idiosyncrasies and I've coined them as unique qualifiers to get a veteran into VA healthcare. For instance, Jackie mentioned Camp Lejeune veterans, anyone who served between 1964 and 82 qualifies for VA healthcare because of the drinking water crisis. Same for Vietnam veterans who have that Vietnam campaign medal. There's a certain group of Navy veterans, well, there's also Blue Water Navy, but there's another group of Navy veterans who may have served time down in McMurdo Bay, Antarctica, and the years escape me, but there was a nuclear plant down there that was leaking for X amount of years, that all of those service members qualify for care because they're exposed to radiation while in the service. So again, throwing it at the wall and seeing if it sticks has been a good best practice of ours. Because again, there are so many little idiosyncrasies in terms of qualifying for VA healthcare.
And it's so critical.
You don't know what you don't know, James. For many veterans, they've never asked the questions, so they don't know the answers. Coast Guard veteran DD-214 said a gallantry cross. I don't know what that means in the grand scheme of what that's equivalent to, but apparently having a gallantry cross is something that's an automatic enrollment as far as it determines where you were when you served. So these are the things that are so important for veterans who are listening. If you don't know, if you never tried, please, now is the time to come out and enroll. It's never too late, but today is always a good time. Tomorrow is a great time. Just do it. It's going to be in your best interest, and hopefully it's going to be your catalyst to connection.
And it's so important for the veterans to register and find, and not only find out, but to register with the VA clinic. It also brings more attention to our area so you guys can help the veterans better.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You're absolutely right, James. And there are many veterans out there. I know, Jackie, you've dealt with this a lot. I don't want to say dealt with it, but you've had this happen a lot down in Cape May. I've been having it happen in Atlanta County. Veterans are coming in, they're enrolling, or they're becoming eligible, or they are eligible for VA healthcare. They get enrolled, but their only intention is to use it to get the vaccine and then be done. Mm-hmm. Please use VA. Even if you go just once a year or twice a year, keep current with the VA, because by keeping current, if you're eligible, and by keeping current, you're assisting every other veteran in this county, in our little area of the world, by being enrolled and staying active in our system.
Exactly. And you guys do a phenomenal job here for us in South Jersey. You guys are just absolutely incredible with what you guys are doing. What's a good number to put out there for you guys? So if somebody does have a question, they don't want to use the internet because they're not comfortable with it, what's a good phone number for either one of you?
I'm Patrick Carney. I cover Atlanta County predominantly and also kind of cover down in Cumberland County. I can be reached at 302-358-9736.
And I am Jacqueline Hinker. So I am predominantly Cape May County, but help Patrick out there over in Atlantic County because it's the largest one that we have. And I am at 302-304-5509.
And what's going on in Cape May County now? So did you guys open up a new shop over there, or what's happening there?
Yes, we did. So formerly the clinic was on the Coast Guard base. We had a really great run over there. The Coast Guard was excellent to us. We really enjoyed our time spent there, but we outgrew it. We had growing pains and we needed to grow. And thankfully, veterans were coming out and enrolling for VA healthcare. That justified the means to actually get us a larger clinic. So we went from about 3,300 square feet to 11,000 square feet. It's a beautiful state-of-the-art facility. It's all the same staff. I know that's one of the big things that people ask when you get a new clinic. Are all the people the same? Are my people here? Yes, absolutely. It's the same staff and then some. Getting really good people. A lot of enrollments because of, like we said, we're talking about with the pandemic. So It's just been a whirlwind. The veterans are very pleased. This houses not only behavioral health and primary care. We have laboratory services here. Optometry is on site. Soon we'll have physical therapy at this site as well. Big question, a lot of veterans say, well, what about audiology? That's always going to be at our Vineland clinic. But still, again, you're not driving all the way to Wilmington or all the way to Philadelphia. These clinics right here are going to keep you from having to make that travel, and we have shared integrated services between the CBOCs. And hopefully, right, in the near future, we'll let Pat talk about it, Atlantic County is going to get a big expansion.
We are. I think we're currently at 8,000 or 9,000 square feet, maybe a little more. But eventually Atlantic County will be getting what looks to be around a 22,000 square foot community-based outpatient clinic, which will open the gates wide for all kinds of different specialty services, different integrated, being able to bring in community providers or enough community organizations to maybe have them in our foyer and all kinds of things, and everything is kind of an option right now, and it'll be a little bit of a long journey, a year or two or more. I guess we first heard about Cape May about, was it 2 years ago, Jax?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 2 years for Cape May, and we'll be twice that size. So hopefully it's not, you know, too long. But yes, very excited to get our new Atlantic County community-based outpatient clinic. We don't know where it's going to be yet, but I know that word is hopefully coming down the pipe very soon.
And where's the?
It would be.
Where's the new Cape May County?
Sorry, Jim.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Sorry, James. It would be really, really sad if we didn't mention, if it were not for the veterans of the Southern New Jersey area for standing up and speaking up for their brothers and sisters and being able to get others to enroll, we wouldn't be seeing this growth that we've been seeing. So kudos to all of the veterans that utilize VA services, and thank you for spreading the good word about what great things VA has to offer and why a veteran should choose VA when they're eligible.
Where is the new Cape May County facility located?
Oh, it is in the, it's 3801 Route 9 South in Rio Grande, New Jersey. It's where the old Kmart used to be, if you want to talk in shopping senses. This whole plaza is getting an overhaul. So while the clinic is here, there's also a Tractor Supply, so that's right next door. And then really the most important thing, next to us coming, if you're looking at the building, what's going to be directly to our right-hand side is the Human Services Building. Inside that building is our County Veterans Service Office. David Lauterbach, our Cape May County Veterans Service Officer, takes up shop in there with John Carlson, who is the new VSO for Cape May County. And they will literally be a stone's throw away, or, you know, one door away from where we are. The beauty of Cape May is that we have space for our New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Service Officer, Alicia Kagan, is taking up shop right here in the clinic. And, you know, you have this, you had Atlantic County Veterans Service Officers in the Northfield Clinic, but when that one expands, I think you're going to see more activity with veteran service officers as well. So we're really trying to create a one-stop shop for veterans when they come for VA services, even if it's not something the health administration or the VA clinic is able to offer. We can point them in the direction of where to go, and maybe that's right inside the same four walls.
Awesome. That makes everything a lot easier for them, and that's one of the things that we were struggling with a couple of years ago, especially with transportation and getting older veterans to and from. How is the transportation working for our veterans?
So, you want to talk Cape May County or Atlantic County? I can't speak for Atlantic County. Cape May County, I know we have fare free transportation, which is instrumental in assisting veterans to get to and from appointments. The DAV transportation is still happening, but with COVID, everything slowed down a little bit. I don't know the parameters of pickup as of right now. I know DAV was still doing transportation to Philadelphia or the Wilmington VA Medical Centers. And they were doing it only one veteran at a time per vehicle. So it made it a little difficult. So veterans really had to call ahead to try and book that slot. As far as fare free transportation goes, they are not currently transporting to any of the VA medical centers. But they are, with the birth of the Mission Act and community care, many of our veterans here in southern New Jersey are utilizing care in the community. So they are available for those trips because they're local doctors here in Cape May County. So you can schedule with Fare Free to get to and from that appointment. On Atlantic County aspect of it, I'm throwing to my buddy Patrick.
Thanks, Jax. It is currently there's a shuttle that goes just about every day, depending on appointments down in Wilmington, a shuttle that goes from the Northfield Clinic. It stops out in Vineland and then goes to Wilmington every day. It usually leaves around 8:30 every morning with as many vets that can be loaded in socially distanced as possible. And there also is currently Atlantic County Fare Free, which isn't operated by the same thing as Cape May County's Fare Free, is currently also bringing picking veterans up, say, at their homes and bringing them to the clinic for that type of transportation. COVID, as Jackie said, has really thrown a wrench in a lot of it because most of our appointments have also gone virtual or telephonic as well, or video appointments over the telephone, video chat. So we have seen a decrease in the amount of veterans who are being transported. But after the pandemic ends, I'm sure the system will go back to how it was, and there'll be improvements continue to be made on it, on that front.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Anything else coming down the line for the veterans that you guys see or that you're dealing with right now?
Can I just say it's imperative that if you are a veteran enrolled for VA healthcare and you have been putting off care because of COVID, please don't. Please do not put off essential care. We need to know what's going on with you, and we need to care for you, and we want to do that. So please stay close to whatever clinic it is where you get your care, Cape May County, Atlantic County, Cumberland. Please call about appointments. VA has been great with figuring virtual care and utilizing virtual care, but also utilizing telephonic communications for care. Let us see what's going on with you, and then if it's determined that, you know, you need extra care or something's going on, let the team be able to assess what's going on with you. But please, please, please do not put off any type of essential care needs.
Well, thank you guys for being here today. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else that's going on?
That's about it. I mean, COVID's taking up almost everything in the news nowadays, and same thing with VA. I think at this point we're well over 50% of our current enrolled veterans in dosages, which is amazing. So kudos to all the teams, the pharmacy teams, and the nurses and the doctors that have been administrating the vaccines at all the clinics and down at the medical center. We're getting closer and closer, I think, to the end of this pandemic, and I really look forward to that time.
Thank you both so much for everything that you do for our veterans, and it is truly appreciated. Myself, you know, being a veteran, it's good to know that what you guys provide out there for us is for some people, it's a lifesaver. So if you can, just repeat some of the numbers and the website for how to get a hold of you guys and what to do and what to look for.
Again, I'm Patrick Carney with the Wilmington VA Medical Center Southern New Jersey Outreach Team. I can be reached at 302-358-9736.
And I am Jacqueline Hanker, again, Wilmington VA Medical Center Outreach for Southern New Jersey, 302-304-5509.
And if you have questions about the COVID-19 and the vaccines and the Save Lives Act and how that is going to kind of come into process with us right now, because, again, we are currently only seeing enrolled veterans still, even though the law was the act was signed and passed, we need a little time to plan for it as the VA. You can also call the COVID vaccine phone number down in Wilmington, the hotline in Wilmington, 302-633-5200.
Thank you guys for being here today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys. And we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us all, but we can turn worry into action. Wear a mask and keep 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you're sick. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. And then some of the things that were going on nationally, and I didn't want to talk to Jackie or Patrick about this because it kind of puts them in a weird spot because they do work for the VA. Our president, Joe Biden, and the Congress has decided to, and the Senate has decided to pass the bill for $89.6 million that is going to go towards housing of illegal aliens that are in this country right now. And this is for 6 months. Now, this is just a temporary budget. There's more money that there are parts of this budget that can be increased. So that is a lot of money that is going to come their way for folks who are here illegally. And as of right now, from what we're hearing, there are illegals coming into this country who do have COVID, and everyone's in such an uproar over what is going on out there, and it is sickening, absolutely sickening. These guys, the illegals that are coming in, they talked about President Trump and children in cages and all the other stuff that's going on. Right now, it is absolutely horrendous, the living conditions that these people are coming into the country, and they are, you know, they have to sleep on their sides, and some of them have COVID. There are a lot of children that are coming into this country alone, and they're basically being used by the cartels. So this is absolutely horrendous. I've spoken to friends of mine that are in CBP, and it was completely confidential. And the funny thing about it is the agents of the CBP basically have what's called it's a gag order. This is absolutely horrendous, and it's infuriating what's going on. They're basically being told to stand down. I cannot fathom what is happening to our country right now. This is absolutely preposterous. And we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I look forward to talking to you again soon. Please tune in again next Saturday morning, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. We are here. Have a good week, folks. God bless.
95.5 F.